Archers for the week, 26th to 31st October 2003.
There's something on Pat's mind.
There's quite a good article here about the cap reforms.
Yeah, I saw it. Tony, do you think I should ring her?
No.
But I...
No.
I was only trying to protect
you
her.
You still shouldn't have done it.
No.
You know you're in the wrong.
Yes.
Helen's an adult. She's entitled to make her own choices.
I know.
Even if one of them is a partner you don't like.
Oh, this isn't about me not liking him.
Yeah, well, of course it is. You never have, you never will.
I can't bear the way he exploits her.
It's got nothing to do with you.
I'm her mother.
Yes, but she's not your little girl anymore.
Well, I know you get on with him all right, but there's something about him. There always has been. I just don't trust him.
Yeah, well, Helen does. And that's all you need to know.
Yes. Oh, I know I shouldn't have said what I did. If he hadn't mentioned John... Still, that was no excuse.
Ah, well, you'd better go and try her again, then.
But you think I should let sleeping dogs lie?
Well, I can see I'm going to have no rest until you've got it sorted. And I'd really like to read this article in peace.
Interesting article here about the MTR.
Is it? You better tell your mother.
Oh, Greg.
But I expect you probably have already.
How many more times? I never took...
No. I wonder who this will be. Oh, yes. It's her. What a surprise.
I don't want to talk to her. You know that.
Don't mind me. Look, I'm going. You can say anything you like.
I don't want to. You don't need... Oh! Mum?
Helen, at last. I was ringing all day yesterday.
I know. Mum, this really isn't a very good time.
But I...
And I don't think we've got very much to say to each other anyway.
I'm sorry.
Good for you. It's a bit late.
I am truly sorry. I want to put things right.
Do you?
Yes. Look, if you can't talk now, Dad and I are going for a drink at the ball this evening.
Mom,
if you felt you could come, it would mean a lot to me.
And what about Greg? Is he invited too?
Oh, yes. Then I can try and put things right with him too.
I don't know, Mum.
Oh, Helen, please.
I'll think about it.
I'm going out.
Got to go now. Bye.
Bye.
Where?
Just for a tramp round.
Shall I come?
No, thanks. What did your mum want? More advice for me on how to run my family?
She wanted to say she was sorry.
Easy to say.
She wants to put things right with us. With you.
Does she? And how's she planning to do that?
Well, they're going for a drink at the ball this evening. If we met up...
For a nice, cosy chat?
Well...
Big on talk, your family, aren't they? Think it'll solve everything.
No, but...
Which is funny. Because if you and your mum hadn't been quite so chatty in the first place...
Never said I didn't want the girls to come. All I said was...
I've had enough of talking. I need some air.
Right. You can help me with that.
I think I'm nearly finished. Pip says she wants to do her own packing.
Oh, does she?
This is what she said. What was she up to?
She's doing the flood awareness quiz with Josh.
Isn't he a bit young?
I went through it with them, but yeah, it is mainly Pip showing off how clever she is.
What about Ben?
Oh! He's having a little nap on the sofa.
Oh, it's the clock's going back. It's messed up his metabolism.
Well, he wasn't to know.
Are you sure you're going to be able to manage without me this week?
Yeah, of course we are.
I don't have to go tomorrow.
Don't be silly. Your mum's expecting you.
I don't have to stay till Thursday either.
Of course you do. The whole point is for you to be up there for the anniversary, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
As long as you're back in time for Kenton's Halloween party. I'm not going to that one, are
you? All right. I still feel a bit guilty, though.
Well, don't.
I mean, a lot to Mum to see the kids cheer up.
Exactly. And you'd be glad to be with her on Wednesday.
Yeah. Can't believe it was only a year ago.
I know.
That terrible phone call.
Hey, Mia.
Sorry.
Oh, don't be silly. Look, tell you what, why don't we ring Mum and see if she'll babysit this evening, eh? Go down to the pool for a quiet drink.
It's a bit short notice.
She won't mind.
I suppose we won't be relying on her to bail us out as much as we usually do at a half term.
Yeah, she'll be glad to spend time with the kids.
Yeah.
Be nice for us to have an evening to ourselves before you go.
Be a good chance for us to talk about where Pitt might go to school next year without her butting in.
Is there much to talk about?
You are joking. You saw that booklet. There's pages of information.
Yeah, but I mean, is it relevant? I was assuming she'd go to Borchester Green.
She probably will, but we should at least consider the other options.
And here's a change. Thanks. Helen hasn't been in this evening, has she? Or Greg?
I haven't noticed them. Having a family get-together, are you?
Not exactly.
Pity. I could do with a word with Tom and Kirsty.
Well, I can pass a message on for you.
Oh, right. Thanks. Well, if you could just tell them that Chazzer and I were thinking of indulging in a bit of anti-hunt activity tomorrow evening.
Oh, yes? What sort of activity?
This and that.
Just you be careful.
Well, these people don't own the countryside, you know. It belongs to us too.
Thanks for warning me, George.
Oh, great. That's just what I need.
Oh, come on.
Got the MTR hanging over us, not to mention the TB test, and now this.
I'm sure it'll come to nothing.
Are you? I'm not.
Evening, you two.
Hi.
Hi, Tony.
Mind if we join you? That's just getting the drink.
No, of course not.
Well, just say, if you're having a business meeting.
Eh? Oh, no. That's just bump about secondary schools for Pip.
We finished looking through it. Sit down.
Right.
David's just had some bad news.
Oh? Well, I'm sorry.
Well, it's not bad so much, it's just infuriating.
George told us he's under pressure to put badger killing on the agenda for the next parish council meeting.
Pressure? Who from?
Derek Fletcher.
Well, why is he so bothered about it?
I don't suppose he is. He's a big mate of Graham Ryder's.
And we all know who's pulling his strings.
Matt Crawford.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's been discussed once, hasn't it?
Yes.
George pointed that out to Derek.
Well, then?
He says it needs to be raised again.
Why?
Because of the court case.
It was bad enough I had to go through that in the first place. I mean, am I never going to be rid of this thing?
Well, you'll get a lot of support.
Of course he will. That's what George said.
It's not the point. I've paid the fine. It should be over and done with.
Probably would be, if you weren't a parish councillor.
Oh. Sometimes I wonder if it's worth the hassle.
Oh, come on. You know what George said. Don't let Matt Crawford force you out. Then he really will
sorry,
have won.
Sorry, I was so long. Fallon and I got talking. Is it okay if I put this here? Well,
sorry, we're cluttering up the table, aren't we? I'll just move this.
Ah, thanks. Oh, you're choosing Pip secondary school?
Yeah. We're trying to. Your kids went to Borchester Green, didn't they?
Yeah.
And there's a new head, though, isn't there?
Well, it may be no bad thing. People can get set in their ways.
Different heads have different interests.
Oh, you'll have to hope that this one isn't as musical as Mr. Henderson. The number of concerts I had to sit through.
Oh. Well, Pip's musical. Takes after Dad.
They were very good concerts. Fallon wouldn't be on her course if it weren't for him.
If that means that he was responsible for dross, too, then maybe it's a good thing he's moved on.
Hello, Mum.
Hi.
Helen.
Hi. Oh, it's good to see you.
Hello,
Love. Hi, Dad. I can't stay very long, so if we
could... We're coming.
I don't know.
Maybe we should... look, if you'll excuse us.
Yeah, of course.
Table in the corner over there.
Okay, bye, Dad.
See you later, Isla. Or perhaps not.
Is something the matter?
Damn, storm in a teacup. Helen and Pat are too much like each other. That's the trouble.
I'm really pleased you came, love.
Well, I can't stay long. I told Greg I'd be back soon.
He knows you're down here?
I left a note. He'd gone for a walk, but I don't want him to think I'm conspiring with you again.
I'm sorry.
I don't understand you, Mum. You say you want to protect me, and then you make my life twice as difficult.
I know.
Well, why do you keep doing it, then?
It's very hard for me to accept...
What? Greg? This is your idea of an apology.
That you're not a child anymore. It's pathetic. I know, and I'm sorry.
I've been grown up for a very long time.
Yes. But it's as if I can't separate myself from you.
Well, I wish you'd try. Just respect my choice. What you said to Greg, I mean, what were you thinking, Mum?
I'm sorry. I behaved very badly.
Yes, you did.
I had no right to say those things.
No, you didn't.
I will try. Truly, I will. It's just so hard.
Why? Why is it? Other mothers seem to manage it.
I think it's because of John.
Oh.
I didn't look after him.
Oh, Mum.
That's what it feels like. And it's just left me so anxious. Well, desperate sometimes not to lose you.
Mum, the way you're behaving, it's pushing me away.
I know, and I don't want that. Maybe now I understand that it's not entirely rational.
I can look after myself.
Of course you can. Maybe if Greg hadn't mentioned John, I might not even...
Hang on. Greg mentioned John?
Said, I, of all people, should understand what it meant to be without your children at Christmas.
What? Of course he was right, but he shouldn't have said that.
Helen, it doesn't matter. All that matters is, can you forgive me?
So are you going to Kenton's party?
Ah, shouldn't think so. Don't you have to dress up as a vampire or something?
Well, that's the idea.
Well, I'm not dressing up. A bottle of red wine is the nearest thing to bloody's getting out of me.
Tony, Helen's leaving. Hmm?
And not coming over here.
Oh, Lord. Oh, wouldn't worry. Pat is.
And she's smiling. Oh, look at her face.
Oh, good. They've made it up. There, see? What did I tell you? Storm in a teacup.
That was quick.
She only wanted to say she was sorry. She would have said it to you too if you'd come.
Would she? Well, she doesn't need to worry anymore. I've sorted it.
What do you mean?
I rang Michelle while you were out. Told the girls can't come for Christmas.
You did what?
So, there we are. It's settled now.
But, what's going to happen to them? Is Michelle cancelling her holiday?
She can't do that. It's all paid for. She says they can stay with friends.
What friends, Greg?
I don't know. It's up to her to sort out, isn't it?
They're not going to spend Christmas with either of their parents, and you're happy about that.
You're not going to be lumbered with them, that's the main thing, isn't it?
I didn't want this! Why didn't you talk to me first?
I told you. I've had enough of talking. They're not coming. That's it. End of story.
Jazza and Fallon have an exciting night ahead of them.
It's a pity Kirsty and Tom can come with us.
It doesn't take that many people to pull a few posters down.
Yeah, but you get more done with a crowd.
Well, they get nicked.
Oh, I suppose. So where should we go?
You're the local. That's the best place.
Well, the estate is plastered with them.
The estate it is.
Well, Greg Turner might be out patrolling, though, looking for poachers.
Never managed to catch us in the old days.
What old days?
Yeah, when we used to go to that old hut and smoke skunk.
Oh, those old days.
Do you remember that time we came out and Will was shooting squirrels?
Yeah, it wasn't funny, Jazzer.
Making out like he was some big game hunter for squirrels.
You two are in a good mood. You fancy giving me a hand with these glasses?
No. I'm sorry you feel like that.
I left my gloves, sir.
Look, if you change your mind... Oh, charming.
Have you seen them?
No.
Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt a phone call from Mummy.
That wasn't Mum, it was Michelle.
Yeah? What did she want?
I rang her.
You rang? Why?
I said there'd been a mistake and we wanted the girls to come after all.
You shouldn't have done that, not without talking to me first.
Oh, like you talked to me.
So what did she say?
She said no.
Oh.
She said we couldn't mess her around like that and her girls weren't coming where they're not wanted.
I never said they weren't wanted.
Neither did I. I said it was a misunderstanding. Didn't help.
Well, she's going to sulk about it.
Well, she's sulking. What about you? You're so selfish, both of you. You don't deserve to have children.
What?
You always put yourselves first. It's always about you, never about the girls.
Look... I had all this from your mother.
Yeah, maybe she had a point. Stop blaming her for this.
Why? This whole mess is down to her.
No, it isn't.
If she hadn't stuck her all...
She shouldn't have done that, I know.
There you are, then.
But she admits she was wrong. She's sorry and she's trying to put things right. Not like you.
But late for that.
Yeah, because of how you reacted, because you never think of anyone but yourself. I mean, how could you say that to Mum?
Say what? She started laying into
about
me.
About John.
Oh. Well...
Your girls aren't dead, Greg. That's not why they're not going to be with you for Christmas.
Don't say that. That's a terrible thing to say.
We're not going to see them because you can't take a little bit of criticism.
More than a bit.
Because your hurt pride is more important than anything else, because when you can't get your own way instantly, you behave like a spoiled toddler.
Right. Anything else?
Yes. Mum was right. I didn't want the girls to come for Christmas.
You admit it. Well, then.
It's nothing to do with them. It's you.
Oh, of course.
I could cope with two children, but three. Oh, three's too much. I am... sick of being the only grown-up in our relationship, Greg.
If that's the way you feel about it, there's not much I can do, is there?
No. God forbid.
forbid we do anything adult-like talk about it.
I'm working. Will's waiting
for
me. Oh,
go on then. Get your gloves. Get your gun. Patrol those woods. Play at being a man. But you haven't the first idea what that really means.
When I get back...
I'll be asleep. Don't wake me. In fact, sleep in the spare room. What's the point in us sharing a bed when we don't share anything else?
That'll be one less.
Let me just reach up. Then we can...
Who's there?
It's Will. Shall we leg it?
No chance. I can handle Will Grundy.
Greg, over here. Right.
Evening, Will.
Jazza, Fallon, what's going on?
Oh, what does it look like? We're protecting people from your propaganda.
Will, is it? Oh, I'm on a guest.
Evening. Nice night for a stroll, isn't it?
Don't you get funny with me. What's going on?
They're tearing the posters down.
That's right, we are.
I spent hours putting that lot up. I've warned you. That's willful damage, that is.
What, a bit of paper?
Fallon, just cool it.
I'm surprised at you, Fallon. College-educated girl.
Yeah, educate to think for myself.
Nice one, Fallon.
But him, he's a council estate scum.
Is that right?
Leave it alone, Jazzer.
Don't you talk to him like that.
Talks are they're good for.
Oh, is it? Keep doing that and you might find out.
Oh, I'm scared. You think carrying that gun proves your heart?
Oh, just shut it and stop that.
Who's going to make me?
You're asking for it, son.
Don't you touch him.
Don't take it out on me just because your girlfriend's kicked you out for the night.
What did you say?
Touched a nerve there. You know what they say. Big gun, small...
Stop it!
Fallon, let's get out of here, shall we? There's no point in touching people like
that. Right, you got to... You
stop it! Stop it! Will, do something!
Greg, that's enough! Greg!
No gun now, lad! How do you like that?
Stop it! Jazzer! Greg, just get off of him!
He's down now, he's had enough!
Greg. Well, I haven't. You can dish it out!
No!
Take it, can you?
No! We've got to stop him!
Wait, come on now, mate, calm down. He's learned his lesson, that's enough.
Maybe I'll teach him to keep his living mouth shut.
What have you done to him? Jazzer?
Ready for some more, are you?
Hey, Greg, no. He's had enough. Can't you see that?
Get him away! Get him away!
Just don't ever let me catch you here again. Oh, you're really fine.
Get him away!
Come on, Greg, let's get back to the van.
Never again! Do you hear me?
Aye, you idiot!
Oh, Jazzer, your face!
Hope it doesn't look as bad as it feels.
I should take you to casualty. God knows what else he's done.
No. I'll be all right.
I was so scared. I thought he was going to kill you.
Aye. You and me both, Mucker.
Are you there? Look, there's the van.
I should have finished it. I should have finished it.
Oh, come on now, mate.
Where's my mobile?
No need for that. I can get you home soon enough.
I want to ring the police.
The police?
Report them.
Well, I don't think that's a good idea, mate.
Trespass. Willful damage to property. Assault.
Assault?
I'm throwing a book at him.
Greg, you got any idea what you did to him?
He started it.
Well, you finished it, mate. Just leave it alone now, eh? Here we are. Give me the keys.
I can drive.
No, you can't. I'm driving. And I'm taking you home.
Yeah, we haven't finished.
Yes, we have. We've both had enough excitement for one night.
Ow!
Oh, sorry. Well, you didn't lose consciousness when he knocked you down, did you?
I wish I had.
And you're not feeling sick? Or seeing double?
Stop fussing. My head's not as weak as all that.
I still think you should go to the doctors.
No, I'll be all right.
And the police.
Look, now it's you that needs your head looking at.
He beat you up. It was a vicious attack.
I'll skein him a bit of stick.
But he completely lost it. If we tell the police...
You say we were trespassers and vandals and he was defending himself. They'll just arrest me.
You shouldn't have given him so much lip.
Oh, he had it coming. Arrogant.
It doesn't help anything, Jazzer.
Yeah, I thought I heard voices.
Good Lord, Jazzer. What's happened to your face?
You should see the other fella.
You've been fighting. Well, Fallon, were you there? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Well, I thought he was going back to Borchester. When did this happen?
I was waiting on the green for a taxi, but I wasn't the only one.
When it came, the other guys reckoned it was theirs.
Oh, yeah.
I came back here. I hope you don't mind. I wanted to clean myself up a bit.
You don't mind, do you, Mum?
No, of course. You needed to sort yourself out.
It's not as bad as it looked. Oh, I'll go and have a proper wash if that's okay.
Yeah, right.
It won't look so bad then.
Shout if you need anything.
Well, Fallon, you okay, love? You look as white as a sheet.
Oh, I'm worried, Mum, because of what happened to him before.
Yeah, of course.
And there's no one at his flat, and I really don't think he should be on his own. Can he stay the night? Come in.
Is it all right? I saw the light was still on.
Yeah.
I am on my way to the spare room.
Okay.
I just wanted to say... Oh, Helen, I'm so sorry.
Oh?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I need you. You don't know how much I need you.
Oh, Greg.
You're right. Everything you said was right. I am selfish. I don't think before I act, I put my own feelings first. This whole mess, Helen, it has nothing to do with you or your mom or Michelle. It's me. It's me getting it wrong.
No, it's me too.
I made such a mess of my life, and you come along and I had one chance. One glorious last chance to put everything right, and I screw it up.
Oh, it's not that bad.
It is. I don't deserve you. I never did.
Oh, don't say that.
It's only because of you I'm in touch with the girls at all.
No.
I find this wonderful woman, and do I do everything I can to make her happy?
Oh, Greg.
No. I take you for granted.
Not all the time.
Your mother was right. I am a selfish man. And I'll apologize to her. Try and put things right. And with you too, if you let me.
Oh.
Because if I lost you...
You wouldn't. You haven't.
If I lost you, I'd be... You don't know what you mean to me.
Oh, sweetheart, don't come here.
Come in.
I just thought I'd see if there was anything you wanted before I get to bed.
No, I'm fine, thanks. Very cosy.
Are you sure?
It's all right, you know, Fallon. I'm not going to snuff it in the night, if that's what you're worried about. I'm just a bit bruised.
You must come and wake me up if you do feel ill.
Yeah, right.
Or just shout.
That's going to make me very popular with everyone.
No, Mum wouldn't mind.
Yeah, but Sid might. Oh, it's good here to give me a bed, seeing how he feels about me.
No, Dad, that is water under the bridge. She could see you were in no fit state to get home.
Yeah. Do you think she believed that story about the taxi?
Not for a minute. But she's cool.
Yeah, she is.
Why should Greg Turner get away with it?
I won't. Don't you worry about that.
You will tell the police.
Oh, no. No need to bother the boys in blue. Justice will be done, and it'll be seen to be done.
But how?
Don't worry. I'll get them. One way or another.
Alan has an early visitor.
I'm afraid I'm still having my breakfast, Linda.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know it's very early to call.
No, it's not a problem, as long as you don't mind me carrying on.
No, of course not.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, thank you.
Would you like some tea?
No, thank you.
Okay.
I really don't mean to be a nuisance, but I've been lying awake all night worrying.
Well, we mustn't have that.
I've got to get this settled, Alan. It's preying on my mind.
Well, I hope I can help. What's the problem?
Our cast, of course. Or rather, the lack of them.
Off the mystery plays. Oh, Linda, you mustn't go working yourself into a state about that. Heavens, I thought it was something serious.
It is serious. I'm still missing two kings, one shepherd, two soldiers, several angels, and the Virgin Mary. Oh, and the devil.
Oh, that is quite a list.
I know, it's a disaster.
Well, look, let's keep things in proportion. The world is full of disasters. This is a hiccup.
A hiccup? Alan, the whole project is in jeopardy.
Well, we'll sort something out.
How? I'm at my wit's end.
I'll help. You really mustn't upset yourself like this. It's only a bit of fun.
A bit of fun? I'm sorry, Alan, but I don't think you've been here long enough to appreciate how crucial my productions are to the cultural life of this village.
Well, possibly not.
This is our opportunity to carry on and be part of a wonderful tradition.
Yes, I know.
Don't you think that's worth taking seriously?
I am taking it seriously, I promise you.
Good.
Just not quite as seriously as you are. Anyway, let's be logical about this. Who's your biggest problem?
No, the Virgin Mary.
I'd a pound for every time someone had said that to me.
What?
Nothing, nothing. Sorry. Carry on.
Now, I've got a Joseph.
And what a coup that was.
Well...
Which is why I don't think you need to worry if you can persuade Kenton to play Joseph.
That was a special case.
I can't imagine how you did it. Blackmail, Amy thinks.
Yes, Amy. It was her I came to see, actually.
No, she's still in bed. Anyway, Linda, I told you
she's
not
interested.
Yes, I know.
Well, dear, what am I going to do?
Well, maybe we're starting at the wrong end. Look, let's get the smaller parts out of the way and then tackle the big ones.
They don't seem to be any easier to fill.
Well, let's have a think. Shepherd, you said. Shouldn't be difficult with all the farmers round here.
Oh, you'd think so, wouldn't you?
Who's got sheep? David?
Too busy.
Brian? Adam?
Would rather die, not his kind of thing.
Oh, I know. The Grundys have got some, haven't they, by their pole barn?
Yes,
well, there you are then, Eddie. You're a joke. Perfect.
I have to tell you, Alan, that from my past experience, using Eddie Grundy is a disaster.
Oh.
And I mean a disaster, not a hiccup.
Well, all right, Joe. Bert's one, isn't he? And they're quite matey.
Well, sometimes. I asked Joe to be second shepherd. He wasn't that keen.
Isn't he worth a second goal?
Well, but Mike's doing that now, you see. He might take umbrage.
Well, tell him the third shepherd's a better part. Always works.
Graham Ryder keeps pestering me for a part, but I don't see him as a shepherd somehow.
Graham Ryder wants to be in it.
It's strange, isn't it? He's really quite persistent.
Well, I suppose that's good when you're so desperate.
But casting him might be more trouble than it's worth. He's really not liked in the village.
Didn't you say you were short of the devil?
Yes.
There you are, then. Get him to play that. Typecasting.
Oh, the cheek of it.
What's that then? Hmm?
This about Woodbine Cottage in the paper.
Are we moving? Nobody tells me nothing.
Of course not. I'm just interested because I used to live there.
Oh, right.
Not that I'd recognise it from this description.
Had a lot done to it, haven't you?
Well, some things you can't change. This is supposed to be my old bedroom. Compact and cosy, with good view of local amenities.
You can watch the drunk staggering into the full car park if you've a mind, I suppose.
Compact and cosy. You could just about get a bed in.
How much they asking for it, anyone?
Oh, hang on. No, don't believe it.
Who?
175,000.
Oh, wicked.
There's the post. 175,000. The Archers wouldn't have got 5,000 for it when we lived there.
Oh, look what Green Farm went for.
No wonder Hayley and Roy can't find nowhere.
Yeah, there's no justice.
Oh, there's one for you, Joe.
Yeah. Who's it from?
Council.
That's it, then.
What would it say?
Hey, hang on. I can't make it. Oh.
They've rejected your appeal.
Yeah. Return the land to its original condition.
Oh, I'm... How long have you got to take it down?
21 days. Well, they can whistle for it.
No. I know it's hard, but they say you've
all
got...
All that hard graft gone for nothing. Where am I supposed to put me turkeys?
I don't know.
No, and neither do they. They don't know and I don't care. If I was one of them big supermarkets, it'd be a different story.
Well,
no one stops them buying up acres of good farmland and putting their big ugly barns on it on because they call them superstores, that's all right.
Yeah,
nobody tells them to pull them down. No, let the small farmer rot. Let's persecute
him. Oh, now, come on, Joe. They've got their rules.
What harm was I doing anybody? They'd never even known I was there.
I know.
If it wasn't for Linda Snell... Oh, that woman's got a lot to answer for.
Bye, Usher.
Yes, bye.
Oh, lucky her. My brothers couldn't give a toss who I married.
It's good that he's looking out for her interests. They've got a very strong sense of family, you know.
Nice of them all getting together for Diwali.
Even if Shiv did keep pestering her to phone a friend.
I remember her coming in with that Ashok once. Ooh, he was ever so good looking. I'd ring him.
She seems very determined to think of herself as a career girl, though.
Oh, you can still have a love life.
True.
At least you can these days. I wish I'd had her opportunities.
Not everyone can combine the two successfully. Anyway, I mustn't stand here gossiping.
No.
So if you could ask Betty to tell Mike, the shepherds should be rehearsing very soon.
Oh, you've got three now.
Well, I hope so. Joe Grundy said no, but I'm convinced I can get him to change his mind. I'm on my way there now.
Oh, I thought you and he weren't on very good terms.
Ah, well, I'm taking a little peace offering. That should do the trick. Bye then.
Bye.
Oh, morning, Carrie.
Hello.
Oh, morning, Carrie.
Morning, Susan. Have you got any ready-made sandwiches?
We're in the chill cabinet. Bit of a rip-off for what they are, though.
Oh, no, but I didn't have time to make mine this morning. Too busy calming Joe down.
Oh, dear, what's the matter?
The council rejected his appeal about the pole barn. They say he's got to take it down.
What does he say?
Oh, he's not going to.
Well, it's full of turkeys at the moment.
Maybe if he explains.
That's what I said. Worth a try. At least these'll do.
Right. That's 175 then.
Right. Where's Betty anyway? I thought this was one of your school days.
Oh, it's half term.
Oh, yeah, of course. I lose track now. We've got no kids at school.
Here's your change.
Oh. So when our Edward's going to grow up, I don't know. He's got the theory bit for his driving test next week. He ain't so much as opened the book.
Oh, thinks he knows it all, I suppose.
Got a nasty shock coming. Betty's having a lie in then, is she?
Oh, well, she's got Phoebe. Makes it easier for Ailey with it being after her.
Oh, I thought she usually just took her with her up to Lower Loxley.
Oh, you know Betty. Always likes to help.
Sure, Ailey appreciates it.
Not as much company as Betty hopes she might be, though.
Oh, she's got Mike.
Ooh, he's out collecting wood for the bonfire.
Is he? I ain't seen no sign of it.
He says he's not going to build it until the day it's due to be lit.
Why not?
Stop Linda going on about how he might be full of hedgehogs.
maybe he's just glad to get out of the house. Must be a bit cramped.
Yeah. Betty says Roy's gone all quiet on her now, too.
Well, it's a strain. When we was all in Meadow Rise... don't like to think about it.
Well, you're not there now.
I know. I wake up every morning and thank God for it. And just hope I don't end up sharing Keeper's Cottage with Joe's turkeys.
Was he in this morning?
Oh, yeah, taking out his frustrations on the garden.
Only Linda was on her way up to see him.
Oh, she wasn't, was she? Well, I hope she's got her llamas with her. She might need to make a quick getaway.
Good heavens, there isn't going to be much of that poor hedge left if you keep hacking at it like that.
What's it to you? Oh, I suppose you're going to tell the councillor about that,
too. Now, Joe.
Don't you now, Joe, me. You're going to persecute me in my own front garden, are you? Haven't you done enough damage?
I haven't come to persecute you. I brought you a little present,
I don't
actually.
Want your present.
Well, I think you will. I brought you some llama beans so that you can work them into your borders.
Well, you can stick them back where they come from.
Well, it's nearly to be offensive.
There's every need. The council's given me 21 days to pull my pole barn down.
Oh, you must have known that was on the cards, Joe. You were breaking the law.
I'd never have known nothing about it if you hadn't come nosy parkering around.
Well, I think they would. That eyesore was visible for miles. But we don't need to go into that now if you're going to take it down.
Who says I am?
Well, the council.
Yeah, and what's going to happen to my turkeys?
You have to make alternative arrangements.
Like what? I can't send them into Borchester to sell a big issue, can
I? Oh, now you're being ridiculous.
I'll tell you what's ridiculous. Me letting you stand in my garden. Now go on, off you get off by
now. Really, Joe, there's no need for this.
Judith?
I only came to ask you if you'd reconsider playing one of my shepherds.
Shepherd?
Yes.
Missus, I wouldn't have nothing to do with your mystery plays if you was asking me to play God.
I'll be with you in a minute. I just need to make a phone call. Come on, Usha, let's get this over with.
Ashok, it's Usha.
Usha? Well, how good of you to call.
Shiv told me you were back.
I'm very anxious to catch up with you.
Well, that's nice of you.
How are you?
Great, lots going on. Well, at work anyway.
Ah, does that mean you're free in the evenings?
Probably.
Well, how are you fixed for tonight?
Oh, having a working dinner with a client, I'm afraid.
Well, how about Friday then? It would be great to see you.
Well, I have half promised to go to a Halloween party.
Well, fantastic. Where?
It's at Jack's Cafe in Borchester.
Right.
So,
No, that works for us, doesn't it? We can have dinner first and go on to the party afterwards.
Well, I suppose we could. I think people are supposed to be dressing up, though.
Well, we could bring something with us and change, or wear it to the restaurant if you think they'll let us in. Shall I pick you up at 7?
I'm sorry, Linda. Still a bit of a mess, I'm afraid.
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't seem worth clearing away till Amy's had her breakfast.
I shouldn't be disturbing you again, but... Oh, Alan, it was awful.
Well, he wouldn't play the shepherd. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, he was so horrible to me.
Well, there's no need for that. I mean, if he doesn't want to do it, he
It's
doesn't...
his pole barn. The council have told him he's got to take it down.
Oh, dear. Bad timing, then.
It was an eyesore. Well, it was, wasn't it?
No comment.
Now he's talking as if I was personally responsible for his turkeys wandering the streets.
That's a bit over the top.
It's what he said.
Well, if he'd only just got the news, I'm sure he'll calm down.
I'm not. I tried to offer him an olive branch.
Oh, your llama beans.
He told me where I could... where I could put them, in very graphic terms.
Did he?
It isn't funny, Alan.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. It's not funny at all to see this upset.
Well...
Look, you go home, relax, calm the llamas or something. Forget all about Joe and the mystery plays and everything to do with them.
But how can I?
I am your co-director, aren't I? Leave it to me.
Maggie's got news for Jennifer.
It was a really nice letter.
Oh, I should hope it was. Marjorie's been selling poppies for them for 30 years.
And the long service medal is lovely. She was thrilled.
I bet she was.
Very attractive. Star-shaped with a poppy on it. You could wear it as a brooch.
She's pleased you're going to take over for her?
Yes, well, it's no trouble. They seem to be selling really well this year.
Maybe it's the war in Iraq. Brings it all closer.
Yes, maybe.
So had Marjorie enjoyed her little jaunt out to Willow Farm?
No, not really.
Oh, dear. Why not? She was so looking forward to it.
She doesn't think Hayley's very happy.
Oh, dear.
She says the way Roy's behaving reminds her of the way Teddy was with his mother when they were home on leave.
A son, not a husband.
Exactly.
Well, it's a tricky situation.
I know. I don't suppose Betty even realises she's doing it. Like Pat and Helen and all this kerfuffle about where Greg's children are going to spend Christmas.
Oh, yes. What's the latest on that?
Well, Tony says... Look, I can't sit here gossiping, doing nothing. Do you need any help with that?
No, thanks, Mum. I'm nearly done. We can go through and join Brian and Jack in a minute.
How is Brian?
I'm trying to make sure he doesn't do too much. I want him fit for our little break.
Have you decided where you're going?
Oh, yes. I found this wonderful hotel in Cheshire. Gourmet food, lovely grounds.
Sounds ideal. Cheshire's a lovely county.
Yes. And they promised a four-poster bed.
Wow, that is something to look forward to. I must say, he seemed a lot brighter to me.
Oh, he is, ever since Debbie rang. It was as if a big weight had been lifted from his shoulders.
Well, I think it's very forgiving of her.
Yes, I'm really pleased that she felt able to talk to him. It'll be better for her, too.
Will it?
Yes. She must miss him as much as he misses her.
Do you think she might come over for his birthday party?
No, it's a bit soon for that. I haven't even asked her. I think they should take things at their own pace.
Very wise.
You're coming, aren't you?
Of course.
I'm planning to make an extra specially good cake.
Lucky Brian.
I've started looking through recipes, but if you've got any ideas...
Are you ready for a drink yet? Jack and I are getting thirsty.
Just let me put these on to steam, darling.
I was just saying to Jennifer how well you're looking.
I'm feeling a lot better, thank you. I'll be back out on the farm before you know it.
Not before your birthday. Oh, come on, let's go and have this drink.
I'm sorry to hear that, Joe. That is a problem.
No, it isn't. I ain't taking it down. If he wants it down, he can come and do it himself.
Evening, Alan.
Only they have to get past me and me turkeys first.
Evening, Jolene.
Good, Joe. Hoped I might find you here.
Oh, well, here I am.
Joe's had a bit of bad news.
Yeah, about the Paul barn, I heard.
All around the village, is it?
I don't think so. Linda told me.
Oh, did she? Wonder she had a nerve.
Well, she was quite upset, Joe.
It's a bit late for that.
Ah, it is.
Excuse me. Fallon!
What?
Can you come here a minute, love? I'm looking for her everywhere.
Well, she was having a word with her will, ain't she?
Yes, I noticed them. Quite a heated debate from the look of it.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, Mum, what is it?
Look, we're really busy in the restaurant tonight. Any chance of you giving us a hand in here?
I suppose so.
There's a few quid in it for you.
All right, I said I'll do it.
There's no need to be like that about it. If you don't want the money, I'll manage somehow.
I do. Sorry, it's just Will Grundy. He's been winding me up.
Well, it don't sound like your Will.
You'd be surprised.
But maybe if you could make a start in the ploughman's.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, don't worry. Now, Joe, looks like your glass is empty. Can I buy you a pint?
Oh, it's very kind.
So, apparently it's all back on again. Tony says they are coming, after all.
Oh, those poor girls. They must be so confused.
Well, it makes you wonder if it was wise for Greg to try and maintain contact in the first place.
Does it?
Well, it might have been better for the girls if you just left them to it.
Oh, I don't know about that. That Michelle doesn't sound like much of a mother to me. Abandoning her children at Christmas to go off with a boyfriend.
Oh, I certainly couldn't imagine you having done that, Mum.
I should think not.
It sounds like it made it easier for Greg to change his mind back there.
Yes, she'd obviously only said they couldn't come in a fit of pique.
Oh, just like Greg.
Only too glad to get them off our hands.
As bad as each other. Did he talk to you about it then, darling?
Greg, talk.
I just wondered.
I have a hard enough time getting him to tell me about the shoot.
Well, at least Pat and Helen have made it up, Tony says.
Oh, they always do. Well, shall I get the main course? Do you think Jack's going to be much longer in the bathroom?
Oh, I'll go and give him a shout. Once he gets in there, he's in a world of his own sometimes.
Hey, but everyone's been telling me how good you are, Joe. Everyone remembers your bottom.
Well, you were just saying that.
Oh, Seems a shame to deprive the village of all that talent just because you've fallen out with Linda.
Oh, I had good cause.
I know. But why let her spoil this as well? You obviously enjoy taking part in all these productions.
I ain't taking orders from her.
You wouldn't have to.
I couldn't bear to be in the same room as that woman.
You don't need to be.
I couldn't answer for the consequences. What do you mean I don't need to be?
I'm directing the Shepherds. You wouldn't have to get involved with Linda at all.
You sure?
Well, no more anxious to have her interfering than you are.
Hmm. Well...
Come on, Joe. Bert's in it, and Mike. We can have a lot of fun, all the lads together. You know.
I don't want her thinking I'm doing her no favours.
I told you, it's got nothing to do with her. It's me that's asking for the favour.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on, Joe. We'll show her. It'll be the best of the lot.
Well...
Hey, I tell you what, Joe. I'll give Bartleby a part. He can be a donkey.
Well, he ain't a donkey, he's a pony.
Yeah, you're not a shepherd. Let's hope he's as good an actor as you are.
Oh.
There's nothing much going on in the Ploughmans. Anything need doing here?
Oh, yeah, love. Could you go and tell Greg and Helen
he's here. Where?
He's over in the corner having a drink with Helen. They're booked into the restaurant.
God, look at them. All lovey-dovey. How can she?
Well, he's not to everyone's taste, but he's still a customer. Look, could you tell him their table's ready?
Me?
Yeah, I've got my hands full here.
No, I can't.
Oh, don't go all sulky on me. I know you don't like him, but all you got to do is tell him his table's ready.
No, I can't speak to him. I can't. I just can't.
Yeah, but Fallon, why not?
I'll pack now for Shires, please, Jolene.
Yeah, right you are.
You go on, live a little. Have a pint like me.
Well, why not? After all, we are celebrating. 2 pints it is, love.
It was a lovely evening, dear. Have you got the keys, Jack, or have I?
Safe journey. Night.
They're quite a double act, aren't they?
It was fun, though.
Yes, it was. Piggy was a bit more forthcoming with me than she has been.
Oh, she'll come round. Give it time.
Well, it's my lucky week, her and Debbie.
She's just very protective of me, that's all. Like Pat is with Helen.
If that makes me Greg...
Of course not, darling. You're much better looking.
Ow, my ribs.
Now, I suppose you do have some things in common.
Partners that are too good for us. Overprotected mothers-in-law?
No, I wasn't thinking of that. Anyway, you must be shattered.
No, I'm not.
Well, you should be. It's far too late for an invalid to be up. Come on, time for bed. Come in. Oh, Mum.
Just come to see if you're all right, love.
I'm fine. I'm sorry about that. Do you want me to come down and help now?
No, it's quieting down. All sick and cope.
Good.
I want you to tell me what's happened between you and Greg Turner.
Nothing. I was just being silly.
Oh, come off it, Fallon. I'm your mother. I know when you're scared. You're obviously terrified of him. What's he done?
Well...
Because if he's hurt you in any way
no,
at all...
No, he hasn't. It's nothing like that. He hasn't hurt me.
Not you? Well, who then?
Oh, I can't. Mum, please, don't make me.
Jazza. What, it was in the... Beat Jazza up?
Yes. Oh, Mum, it was awful.
But why did he do it? What had Jazza done to him?
Nothing. He just went mad. I thought he was going to kill him.
Jazza hadn't done anything to provoke him?
Well,
he... Oh, come on, Fallon. You might as well tell me the whole story now.
Well, I suppose he did hit him first.
But Jazza got into a fight with him. Oh, that boy.
Well...
Why?
We were tearing a few Hunt posters down. I should never have let Jazza come with me.
Where?
He doesn't take it seriously. It's just a laugh to him, and now look what's happened.
Where, Fallon?
Okay, we were on estate land.
Oh.
But that's still no excuse for what he did.
What, and Greg found you?
Greg and Will.
And that's really all he was doing?
Yes, truly. He just went berserk.
But Jazza started it.
Well, not really. It was just over a few posters. And if me and Will hadn't pulled him off... Well, I don't even want to think about it.
You might have known it were a mistake to get Jazza involved.
I can still see Greg just punching and punching.
Oh, darling, this should never have happened. It
gives me nightmares.
Oh, love, you should have told me.
Well, I couldn't. Jazza didn't want me to. Oh, Mum, I've been so worried about him.
Yeah, I know.
I went to see him this afternoon.
Oh, that's where you were. Oh, how is he?
Well, he says he's okay, but I don't believe him. Seems clumsier than usual to me.
No, would you rather that? Sometimes difficult to tell.
Mum, this isn't funny.
Look, what I can't understand is
Why you didn't tell the police straight away?
I wanted to.
Look, Greg just can't go around beating people up, even if they are taking his precious posters down.
Well, Jazzo said the police would believe Greg, not him.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. Not when they saw his face. I mean, Greg, he didn't have a mark on him this evening.
I know.
Anyway, you saw what happened, you and Will.
Oh, don't even talk to me about him. I was so angry after I'd seen Jazzo this afternoon. I was just going to phone the police myself.
Oh, good for you.
But then I met Will. I told him what I was going to do, and he said there was no point.
Was that what he was arguing about?
Yeah. He said we were trespassing and defacing estate property.
Well, I suppose you was, really.
It was just a few posters, Mum.
Oh, even so.
Well, Jazzer, well, he jumped down and hit Greg on the way. He didn't mean to. But Will says he hit him first and Greg was just defending himself.
Oh, dear.
And Will says he'll back Greg up. I can't believe he would do that.
Yeah, well, he's a boss's man now.
Like... It's just so unfair. And Greg is going to get away with it. When I saw him sitting there with Helen tonight, all lovey-dovey, as though nothing had happened.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It made me feel sick, Mum. It's so creepy. It's like he's two people.
Yeah, I know.
I just couldn't bear to go near him.
Look, don't worry, love. I won't ask you to again.
Thanks. You won't tell anybody, though, will you? You mustn't. Jazza would be so angry.
Well, all right. Though after what that poor boy's been through...
He says he'll get his own back.
Yeah, well, that doesn't sound very sensible.
I don't know how, though. What can he do?
It's early in the morning and Roy is thoughtful.
Oh, this is nice.
Isn't it?
It's peaceful. The house is so quiet.
Dad's on his milk round, Mum's feeding the hens.
You know. Cute.
Hayley. I'm sorry.
So, what for? Oh, did Marjorie say something to you?
Yeah. She told me about her and Teddy living with his mum.
Did it ring any bells?
Yeah. I'm glad she tackled me. I didn't realise. It was easy to slip back into the old ways, I suppose.
Oh, I know, but it can be just irritating.
I know, I'm sorry.
I don't want to end up resenting your mum. But sometimes it just... She's not very good at giving us space. You know, us and Phoebe.
There's not much space to go round.
Well, that's what's make it more important. I mean, we're living on top of each other physically. We don't need a crowd in our emotional space as well.
I'm sorry you've lost me.
Oh, like her wanting to look after Phoebe this week.
She's trying to be helpful. It is after her.
Well, that's not a problem. I mean, I take her up to Lower Loxley. I look forward to it, and so does she.
Why didn't you say something?
Oh, how could I? I mean, she put me in a position where I'd have to have sounded ungrateful. But, you know, the truth is, she's not really doing me a favour at all. She just wants to spend more time with Phoebe.
Yeah, well, that's understandable.
Of course it is. I wouldn't mind she'd just come out and say it.
That's not Mum's way.
Yeah, but it's mine. Which is where you come in.
Like a sort of interpreter, you mean?
If you like. You know, you could have said something to her. It would have been all right coming from you.
Yeah, right, yeah, I'll try. You might have to give me a nudge sometimes. It's very deep. All this girl's stuff.
Really? I mean, we're bringing Phoebe up, aren't we?
Is this about the chocolate?
Look, it didn't matter. Betty giving Phoebe the odd treat when we were living at Nightingale Farm. That's what Nana's are for.
Yeah?
But now we're living here. She's doing it all the time.
Yeah, all right, yeah, yeah, I'll have a word.
There's other things that I don't want Phoebe getting the wrong idea about. I mean, you shouldn't let your mum run after you so much.
Do I?
Yes, you do.
Well, I suppose she's used to it. Dad's so clueless.
Well, that's between them, isn't it? But it's quite enough Phoebe's clocking that without you joining in.
Yeah, all right. Point taken. Is that the lecture over?
For the time being.
Good. You know, it usually takes Mum quite a long time to feed the ends.
So, Trudy doesn't object to taking on your shifts this weekend? Or could you pass an arm, Lydia?
Of course. No, no, she's fine about it.
Oh, thanks.
And Royal's stand in for her.
Oh, I suppose the extra money will come in handy.
Yep. Roy and Haley are saving for their house. Though they don't seem any nearer finding anything.
Aren't they?
No.
Having a long weekend with Eleanor means a lot to me.
Me too. With them leaving for America so soon.
Yes.
Roy's really shaping up, actually. It gives us a lot more flexibility.
So you might consider promoting?
If a vacancy arises and he went for it, well, probably, yes.
More money for him.
I need to talk to Mr. Woolley.
Flexibility. Important in a job like yours. Then you can leave the place in good hands for a while.
Why? You think of us taking a long trip to the States sometime?
Well, that would be nice. No, I was thinking about the changes we might both need to make if we went over this fostering idea.
Oh. Oh, well, I haven't thought that far ahead. We only started talking about it last week.
I know.
We don't even know if it's possible at all.
Well, we soon should. I've sent for all the bump.
Oh, have you?
Well, as you said, if we're too old or just generally unsuitable, the sooner we find out, the better.
I suppose so.
Probably be ages before it comes anyway. You know what these council departments are like?
Roy's just getting Phoebe sorted.
Oh. Oh, there's no rush. Give me time to finish this.
Is that one of Roy's shirts?
Yeah.
You don't need to do that, Betty.
Well, I saw it was out. Thought I might as well. I was doing Mike's.
It was out ready for Roy to iron. He looks after his own shirts now.
Yeah, I know, but he's always so busy in the morning.
So are you.
Well, not this morning, with not going into the shop. It's no trouble.
Not this morning, maybe.
Well, it's no trouble any time. I always did it when he was at home.
Well, I know.
I like to see him going out in a nice crisp iron shirt.
Well, he likes it too, which is why he does it himself.
He was never much good at ironing.
Well, he is now.
And you're too busy to bother with that kind of thing.
What kind of thing?
Well, these little domestic details. You've got your work.
You work too, Betty. You've got several jobs. You don't need to run around after Roy.
Oh, it's not a problem. I'm used to running my home as well as having a
job. Well, I run my home.
Yes, I know. But...
I mean, Roy and I run it together.
Well, you see, Mike would never have stood for that. He's very old-fashioned.
Oh, well, I mean, Roy isn't, so that's all the more reason. I mean, you've got Mark to look after. You don't need Roy as well.
Oh, I don't mind. He's my son. Heaven's Hayley, it's only a shirt.
Which Roy is perfectly capable of ironing.
Hayley, love, have you seen me clean up? Oh, there it is. Thanks, Mum. You're a star.
Thank you, Tickham. That's all I needed to know. You can get on with the beds at the front of the house now.
Lizzie!
Nigel!
So this is where you've disappeared to. I've been looking for you everywhere.
I wanted to speak to Tickham.
Oh, what about?
You know what about.
Oh, Lizzie, I didn't lose that much.
£40.
Exactly. And I won two hands.
Not enough to cover your losses.
But it was such a buzz. We'd spend much more than that on a good night out.
Yes, we would.
You don't begrudge me the odd night out with the lads.
It depends which lads. I don't think Kenton's a very good influence on you.
Not that again.
And you're not a very good influence on Titcomb.
He told you, did he?
I asked him to drive you to the game expressly so he could keep an eye on you.
I'm not fit to be allowed out without a keeper.
Not a very good one, seeing that he joined the game himself.
He's a good player.
So I gather. He said he won more money off you than anyone. Seems to think it was quite funny.
I suppose it is, in a way. Maybe he won't expect such a big Christmas bonus.
I'm not laughing, Nigel.
Oh, come on, Lizzie. It's not as if I'm going to be over there every week.
Morning.
Morning, Hayley. You're early.
Yeah, I just had to get out of Willow Farm before I killed someone.
Hello, Grey Gables. Roy Tucker speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, Roy, it's me.
Oh, hello, Mum. Yeah, what can I do for you? Oh? Why not?
Why, it's so silly. I'd got it into my head that Susan was off all this week because she hadn't got to go into school.
Yeah, that's right.
I'd forgotten about Tom's sausages.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course.
I don't know how I could have been so stupid.
Well, don't worry, Mum. We'll sort something out.
Well, I've got Phoebe in the shop with me now, but I suppose it isn't very interesting for her.
Well, that's not a problem. She can go to Lower Loxley like she usually does.
Yeah, but how's she going to get there? I can't leave the shop.
Well, have you rung Hayley? Don't be silly, Mum.
Anyway, she can't leave the twins, can she?
No, she could bring them with her and... No. Actually, you're right. The easiest thing is for me to fetch Phoebes and run her up.
Oh, but you're at work.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything I can't leave for half an hour.
Would it be all right with Caroline? I don't want to get you into trouble.
No, she won't mind. I'm doing her a favour working this weekend.
Well, if you're sure...
Yeah, no, you sit tight. Yeah, all right, I'll be with you as soon as I can.
Good girl, Lily. You play nicely now. He just took the shirt off her without a backward glance.
How infuriating.
Do you know what he said? Oh, thanks, Mom. You're a star.
Maddening.
After all I've just been saying to her, and not to mention him.
Well, they just didn't think.
So I'm standing there, OK, looking like an idiot, and she's standing there with that smug, I know my boy best look on her face.
I know it well.
And he doesn't even notice, just goes on whistling on his merry way.
I sympathise, Hayley, I really do.
I just can't see it.
The number of times I've tried to explain to Nigel...
It's getting past a joke.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
And they say you've got to live with someone to know them.
You're seeing another side to Roy.
Seeing another side to Betty. I used to feel sorry for him. You know, he wouldn't marry to Mike.
He's a bit unreconstructed.
I think she likes it that way. She enjoys being put upon. Why else would she take on all this extra stuff?
She is a different generation.
She's the same age as my mum, and she's not like that. My God, I might end up like Brenda.
What's wrong with Brenda? A lively, career-minded girl.
Sure, until a man comes on the scene and she turns into a doormat. Where do you think she learnt that?
I see what you mean. Well, there can be a lot of power in seeming to be powerless.
Elizabeth, it is so nice to have you to talk to.
It's my pleasure.
It really helps being able to ramble on like this to someone who doesn't think I'm completely paranoid.
Hey, I live with Julia, I know.
Oh, hello, love. Oh, morning, Elizabeth.
Morning.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I brought Phoebe up. She just popped to the loo.
I thought your mum was having her. That was the arrangement.
Oh, well, these two will be pleased.
Yeah, something came up.
Oh, did it?
Freddie? Lily, that's good, isn't it? Phoebe's come to play with you. Shall we go and find her and take her to play on the swings?
You don't need to do that, Elizabeth.
No, it's no trouble. Come on, children.
Bye!
Come on.
So, what came up exactly?
Well, Mum just got in a muddle about the day Susan could cover in the shop. You don't mind, do you?
Yes, I do.
Well, you said you liked having Phoebe with you.
When I know about it and can make plans. I had activities for the twins today that aren't very suitable for a five-year-old.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You're thinking, why does Hayley have to make such a drama out of everything?
No, I just didn't realise it would be that big a deal.
No, it's the shirt all over again.
What shirt?
The one on your back, the one your mum so lovingly ironed for you this morning.
And what's that got to do with anything?
What might it have to do with? I mean, how about the fact that barely an hour before, we were having a conversation about how hard it is for me if you go back to being Betty's little boy again? Oh. You said you'd stop, and then...
Yeah, oh, come on, Hayley, it's only a shirt.
No, it wasn't. I don't iron your shirts, Roy. I'm not that kind of woman, and I didn't think you were that kind of man.
No, I'm not.
You are, if you let your mum do it.
No, that's different. She doesn't...
What? She doesn't mind, and I do.
Well, yeah.
They are your shirts, Roy. Your responsibility. You are not a child anymore.
All right. See what you mean. I'm sorry.
That isn't enough. You've got to talk to her about all this, and soon, because if you don't, I will.
I say you are a fresh air thing today. Hello, Lily and Freddie.
Dinosaur!
Oh, hello, Phoebe. I didn't realise she was coming today.
She wasn't. That's why I brought them all out. Roy appeared with her, and he wasn't very happy.
No, but she often comes.
Betty let her down. She's not Hayley's favourite person at the moment.
It must be difficult. I don't know how you and Lani would have coped if you hadn't had so much space to get away from each other.
Doesn't feel like that much sometimes, but you're right, I am lucky. At least Julia doesn't want to iron your shirts.
Money? Iron? Oh, Kenton rang, by the way.
Oh, did he? Fixing up the next poker game?
Who? He wants to make sure we're still coming to his party tomorrow.
Oh, I suppose you said yes.
Of course. Sounds like it'll be quite a night. He said we should bring a spare set of clothes.
It's late on Friday afternoon and Ruth has an unexpected visitor.
Nice of you to drop round.
I thought I'd just pop in and see how you got on.
Well, it's very sweet of you.
It wasn't too bad then.
No.
I'm sure your mum appreciated having you there.
Certainly cheered her up seeing the children.
It must have. They're very quiet.
They're having a sleepover at Thebe Cottage.
Good heavens, all of them.
Yeah, a bit cramped, but that adds to the fun.
I suppose so.
Jill hasn't seen them all a week, and we're going to the shindig of Kenton's tonight.
Weren't Phil and Jill invited?
I'd have an excuse not to go. You're coming, aren't you?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Please do.
Well, I probably will. I might be a bit late.
Don't tell me you've got work.
No. I'm having dinner with Ashok.
Oh, are you?
Yep.
I phoned him. He said he'd like to meet up, so we'll just catch up.
I always liked him.
Well, he's a very pleasant guy.
And he's been travelling.
Mm. India, Canada. Sounds as if he's really enjoyed it. Well, you might see him too. We might come on to Kenton's party.
Oh, yeah?
I know.
Well, I'm glad. I hope you make it.
It was his idea. He was really up for it.
Are you sure you're okay to go out?
Of course I am. God, you're as bad as my mum. I'm fine now.
Well, yeah, you are looking a bit better.
I feel a lot better when that loser's got what's coming to him. So, where shall we go?
There's a Halloween night at the Bull.
Kicking.
Though I did try and get Mum to jazz it up a bit, but she said it was supposed to be a family night, you know, with food for the kids and stuff.
Not our scene.
Not like this party of Kent and Archer's, gothic horror and everything.
Are you talking? Let's go to that.
Well, we haven't been invited.
When's that ever stopped us?
Good point. And the way he was giving out invites in the pub, I don't suppose he knows who he's asked.
Big do, then.
Yeah, all the village and half of Borchester.
Archer. Yeah, he's some relative of Greg's old lady, isn't he?
Well, yeah, his sort of cousin. Oh, do you think they might come?
Well, it's possible.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, Hen. I'll look after you.
Good Lord. Can you see anyone here we know?
Not so far. Oh, yeah, look, there's Elizabeth. Elizabeth, hi!
So much for coming early to avoid the crowd.
Look on the bright side. If we want to leave early, he'll never notice.
Oh, that's true.
Thank goodness. At last, someone I know.
Hi. Bit of a crush, isn't it?
A bit. I've already lost Nigel. I just hope Kenton hasn't lured him away somewhere to play poker.
Have you seen Kenton?
No, Emma opened the door to me.
Yeah, and us.
Well, it won't be the first time Kenton's organised a party and then forgotten to come to it.
Oh, no!
God.
No wonder I couldn't find him.
Maybe it's just as well Jillian filled in cup.
David, Ruth, Lizzie, our gang's all here then. That is a striking outfit.
Oh, thank you, darling. Yes, well, what I say is, if you've got it, flaunt it.
So we see. I didn't realise you'd got such good legs.
Thank you, sis. Yeah. Tilly, I gave Alistair a bit of a turn.
I bet it did.
He didn't realise how much I looked like Shula. Apparently, this rig brings out our similarities.
Well, it would.
Don't tell me Shula's dressed like that.
Shula? No, no.
Thank God for that.
No, I wanted her to, but, you know, she said she couldn't manage the heels, which I can sort of understand.
I'm surprised you found one that would fit.
Kenton, please tell me you didn't buy that in Underwoods.
Oh, no, of course not. This is all very standard stuff. You never heard of the Rocky Horror Show?
Yes. Just didn't expect to be taking part in it.
My father painted it after his trip to Africa, so naturally I thought of you.
That's very sweet, Ashok, but...
Maybe I'm biased, but I think it's very evocative.
That's very kind, but I can't take one of your father's paintings.
Yes, you can.
It should stay with you or your mother.
We've chosen our favourites. He wanted you to have it.
We never met.
Well, I talked a lot about you.
Did you?
We had time to talk when he was ill.
Must have been hard for you, that long illness.
Well, at least it gave us time to get to know each other a bit better.
Well, that's a very positive way to look at it.
Yeah, I felt I was beginning to know him.
I didn't realise he was such a keen painter.
Do you know that I am as well?
Well, I know you dabble. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to sound so dismissive.
No, that would have been pretty accurate. But I want more than that now.
Do you?
It was one of my father's biggest regrets.
Not pursuing it further?
Yes. We're very alike. Always inclined to take the safer road. My mother's quite a different character.
Yes, I remember you talking about her.
Hmm. I got to know her better too, spending so much time in Canada.
Must have been a comfort to her.
She supported me. I didn't know if I'd have had the courage to give up my job without that.
Give up your job?
She said it was what my father would have wanted and what she'd always wanted for him. Didn't she have explained?
Well, I thought you were just between firms.
Oh, no. I've balanced my books for the last time. I'm going to be an artist.
So they are going out. Well, good. I told her she should ring him.
So did I. He's a nice bloke. And a bit gorgeous.
I can't wait to meet him. I hope they do come.
Here we are, girls. Now, I know this looks disgusting.
Yeah, it does.
But it's surprisingly drinkable.
I suppose you haven't seen Nigel anywhere, have you?
You're not going to like this. He and Kenton are trying to talk Alistair into joining their poker school.
Oh, honestly. Can't Kenton leave anyone alone?
Well, Alistair did play a bit at college, apparently.
And what does Shula have to say about this?
Well, she doesn't seem that bothered.
She will be when he starts coming home in the small hours reeking of cigar smoke.
Kenton doesn't smoke.
Well, someone does. All cock-a-hoop because he won 20 quid.
Well, I suppose that's not a bad return on the night.
And lost 60. Oh. That's the bit he doesn't remember until the morning.
Oh, can't say I'm dead, did
I? Glad to hear it.
You prefer to gamble on something where you're sure of a return?
You can't mean farming.
The property market. I see Woodbine Cottage is up for sale.
Elizabeth?
You knew that was on the cards.
I just wondered if you'd had any offers.
Oh, only from Matt Crawford.
Oh, yeah, how much?
160,000.
Right, come on, gang.
Which was a joke.
Time for the apple bobbing. Or the wet T-shirt competition, as I like to call it.
If you think I'm taking my bra off.
Oh, come on, Lizzie, be a sport. I am.
I promise you. I haven't entirely taken leave of my senses. I do realise it's very unusual to be able to make a living just from selling your paintings.
I imagine it is.
Which is why I got the idea of selling other people's art as well.
You think that's less risky?
Well, it gives you more variety. Oh, I saw so much lovely stuff when I was in India.
Oh, I see. Well, yes, I can imagine there might be quite a market for that.
Oh, I hope so. I've done something I would never have let any of my clients do. I've bought the goods before I've done my research.
You've bought things already?
When I saw things I couldn't resist, it seemed silly not to. I mean, who knows when I'll get over there again. I didn't want anyone else to snap them up.
Was there much you couldn't resist?
Yes. I've got a container load coming.
A show?
I don't even know where I'm going to store it, let alone how I'm going to sell it.
Well, small galleries would be the best place to start, I suppose.
Probably, but I don't really have any contacts.
My friend Elizabeth has a gallery at Lower Loxley.
Oh, yes?
But I can't promise she'd be interested.
No, of course not.
Well, even if she wasn't, she might at least be able to point you in the direction of people who would be.
Well, that would be so helpful. If you wouldn't mind sending her out, I'd be very grateful.
Well, I can do better than that. She'll be at the party. We can talk to her together.
Wow, sounds like it's quite a party.
It must be the first time this street's seen any action in years.
Certainly not going to notice a few extra, is he?
From the look of things in there, I'd be lucky to squeeze in ourselves.
Oh, no, I reckon there's room for a few more. You go on in. I just want to make a phone call.
I'd certainly be very interested to see your work.
Well, I'm trying to arrange an exhibition soon, in Birmingham, probably.
Oh, that's not a problem. I'd love to come. Will you excuse me now? I really must find Nigel.
Of course. Well, it's been good talking to you.
Lovely to meet you. I'll see you again soon.
Well, thank you, Usha. That was a real help.
So you didn't say anything about the other stuff.
I'd rather she saw my work first.
Usha, I'm glad you could make it.
Kenton! You look splendid.
Yeah, well, I felt I had to make a bit of an effort, what with being the host. Or, should I say, hostess.
Quite right. I think it's your party. You can drag if you want to.
Exactly. Sorry.
Oh, this is Ashok.
Oh, hiya.
I'm a friend of Usha's brother.
All right. Well, it's good to meet you.
Usha! Oh, I'm so glad you made it.
Hi, Ruth. You remember my friend Ashok?
Of course. Lovely to see you again. What a shame. We've got to go.
No, the fun's just started.
I'm a farmer, remember? I need to get up in the morning.
But it's Saturday.
Yeah, tell the cows. You'd never believe he was brought up on a farm.
It is a little difficult to imagine at the moment.
Yeah.
Not quite the outfit for muck spreading. Kenton, we're off.
You and Nigel?
Yes, me and Nigel.
Oh, I was hoping we could have a practice run with Alistair, you know, a bit later when things have died down.
Yeah, well, you can think again.
I started this poker school, I should. You don't play at all, do you?
I'm afraid not.
Very wise.
What a pity.
Well, I've always thought poker seemed a fascinating game.
Have you?
Yeah, so frustrating when it's part of the plot in films or books and something dramatic's going on, but you don't understand the game.
That's a very good description of how Nigel plays.
Well, if you ever fancied a game.
Oh, Kenton!
I thought it was boys only.
Oh, of course not. We'd look after you.
They'd look after your money.
Looks like trouble. I think you may have some gate crashes.
Not a problem. Everyone's welcome.
Are you sure? Taking a good look at them.
Come on, we better sort this out before it gets nasty.
Be careful.
No, it's all right, Dave. I can handle it.
Yeah, well, no disrespect, mate, but I don't think they're going to take much notice of a man in fishnet.
He's a character, your brother, isn't he?
That's one word for him.
Well, you've got to admit he adds to the gaiety of nations.
Oh, it certainly brought out a side of you I didn't know existed. Poker, huh?
Well, it's been a night of surprises all round, hasn't it?
Now, come on, lads, you've had your fun. Time to go home.
If you just explain who it is you want.
False alarm, lads. He's not here. Have a look.
It's true, he's not.
Better luck next time, eh? Well, on your way, then. Come on, let's get in the pub before last order.
Night, Kenton. A great party. Love the earrings.
Cheeky madam. Did you actually invite her, Kenton?
I might have. I can't remember.
Fanny Gorther?
Oh, yeah. Dave was a star. Thanks, mate.
Oh, well, something or nothing.
What was it all about, anyway?
Who knows? Looking for someone, I think. Oh, that boy's never been right in the head since he OD'd. Oh, I'd better get back. You sure you won't join me?
No, thanks. We've had enough excitement for one night.
Oh, Dave. You can never have enough excitement.
Night, Kenton. Oh, no, stop it, is there?
I don't know about that. With all this noise out here, you might get more excitement than you bargained for if Jack finds out about all this.
Well, you can witness the fallout from Kenton's latest antics on Sunday evening at 7, whilst on Sunday morning we serve up a whole week of Archer's episodes for you at 10 a.m. The Archers was written by Mary Cutler. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett. And the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.